This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So excited about Bottle Rock 2021. Mm-hmm. If you are only going to go to one or two of the days as opposed to going for all three of them, which ones are you going to go to? Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars, is back September 3rd through the 5th, 2021. Best in live music, wine, food, craft brew. 3-day tickets sold out. Single-day tickets go on sale this Thursday, day after tomorrow, 10 a.m. RadioAlice.com/contest has your chance to complete an online entry form and win a pair of single-day tickets for the day of your choice. That contest ends on May 30th. I think that, it'd be really hard to pick which day.
I was in high-level meetings yesterday.
Oh, were you?
And Bryn secured my Saturday tickets, so I'm really excited.
Was that secured?
Yeah, you got my tickets for the family. We're going to go on Saturday.
Definitely got your request.
Definitely
got your requests.
Right. And he said that we're good for Saturday, which will be
Did
the day you'll
good?
See me out there.
Did he say you were good? Because that's weird.
I haven't heard.
I said I want 3-day VIP band level. I want all the stuff. I mean, you got to ask for the shoot for the moon, Vin.
I guess we're just going to see Miley and then go home.
You're not going to stay for Guns N' Roses?
I hope we can, but you know, I mean, that we have a 3-year-old.
Yeah, it's a long day. Actually, it's kind of nice that Miley's not headlining because you won't have to wait as long. Mm-hmm. It might even still be daylight out.
I mean, if they can rally, then yes, we're staying for Guns N' Roses. But if not, then then we'll head home.
Right.
But either way, I'm very excited.
So fun. Oh my God. Love it. All right, it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
And thank you to Bryn. Great job, buddy.
Okay.
Best producer of all time.
Welcome. Don't say you're welcome. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, it's going to happen at some point.
Okay,
I mean,
great.
To some extent, at least.
I hope that will
I'm sure
happen.
If I got the full package that he
The pressure's with. On, pal. All right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Monterey, Santa Clara, and San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies. See what they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. By the way, less than 2 weeks till school's out for the summer, everybody. The countdown's on, not only for the kids, as some of our adult texters have said, the teachers are also counting down. This has not been their favorite year either.
No, it's been a weird year.
Yeah, stinky, really stinky. Mm. So Gavin Newsom's on the front page of, he's on, often, but this article is about how he has proposed $2 billion in spending to prevent and prepare for wildfire season. Look, I'm happy to hear that. It's what I've been waiting to hear. And I don't like saying, we'll hurry the hell up about it. But I have to say, okay, great. The money's there. Get out there. And however you want to word it, you got to get this fire prevention done out there in the where the actual trees live. Mm-hmm. Not this we bought new helicopters. That's great. They'll help. But, how about some fire breaks? How about get out there and do the work? Let's do that, Gavin. He outlined his proposal yesterday to spend $2 billion on wildfire and emergency preparedness with the expectation of worsening climate change. So look, the bottom line is, I could read this whole thing to you, but it comes down to, he says he's on it. Let's hope he gets crews out there working on the woods near your house.
That'd be great.
That's what we need. That's what needs
to happen.
A
lot of woods around here, and it's a big state. $2
billion
bucks.
Controlled burns.
Sure.
Lumberjack types out there chopping things down that need to be. And
oh, I love me a lumberjack.
Mm. Yeah, let's do this.
Sure. Right.
Excavators. Right. Hey, say excavator.
Excavator.
So it's not an excavator.
Isn't it an EX? Excavator?
I don't know. I'm asking you. That's what I just asked you. My
excavator.
Kid can say it.
Excavator.
Oh,
hey, right dirt. There. See you later.
Okay.
You know that song, Ben?
So it's an excavator.
Yeah, play it.
Got it.
He's got it. Play your daughter singing it. It's Sing It Out Day. Are you there, Bryn?
Does he have that?
It's not like...
Never mind. I'm sorry I asked.
All right,
sorry.
We'll move on.
Moving on.
It's not like easily accessible.
Okay. One of the scariest parts of the pandemic, besides the hospitals filling up, was this weird supply chain thing where all of a sudden... The hoarders and the people ready for the doomsday, those people were the ones who suddenly seem smart.
Yeah, they look
They're the ones
good.
Who are like, well, I don't have to worry because I'm stocked up on water and every other single thing that you can think of.
I'm down here in my bunker, safe and
10
cozy.
10 years to go.
Don't want to say I told you so, but...
I told you so. I told you. I told you.
Now priorities are shifting from... stockpiling toilet paper as we head outdoors. Deodorant is flying off the shelves, everyone.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want to run out of that.
Here are a list of the favorite products that are selling out right now. Walmart says it sold twice as many alarm clocks last month compared to a year ago.
Hmm.
Like actual alarm clocks, not the one on, not the app on your phone.
Wind up alarm clocks?
Plug in.
Oh.
By the bedside alarm clock.
Huh.
I guess we need them again, and people feel like they need a brand new one.
Oh, God, that noise.
If you've ever been screwed over by your phone not waking you up,
yes,
you know it's probably a good idea to have that because these apps don't always work. I definitely got had one time.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the Bay Area that morning got had.
It really sucked.
Yeah. You're counting on that thing. And they were like, oh, well, yep, it happened.
Luggage sales are up 400% from last year.
Oh, like get the hell out of Dodge preparedness.
Yeah. Well, like to go travel in general. All travel related products are selling well right now. Teeth whitening strips and beauty products are selling out.
Oh.
Because, you know, we've been inside too long.
We want to look fabulous.
Sales of party supplies have more than doubled. Balloon sales are up.
Oh.
New clothing, especially warm weather clothes like shorts, tank tops, you know,
bathing
summertime
suit,
stuff.
Probably, right.
Razors and other shaving-related products for both men and women selling well. And condoms and other sexual health products up 32%.
Fantastic. We're coming back, people.
Flying off the shelves as we emerge from our year away.
The summer of, oh my God, we're out. Let's get after it. This is going to be amazing.
I was only joking when I said Bryn had, you know, for sure secured my tickets because he couldn't say that. So I'm still kind of hanging out there. But one of the things that I wrote as I was writing my little request, I'm like, hey, Bryn, it's Vinny from the upper left corner of your Zoom meetings. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, actually, you're in the left corner. I was like, oh, fine.
Are we all in the upper left corner of our screens?
No, we're all whatever we want to be. You can grab your square and move it around if you wanted to.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm. Try that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, I just got
a full
screen of Coco.
This is amazing.
Your minds are blown.
Hold on. It's like we have a new toy.
Incredible.
Mine's doing it.
That's just push, point, and it engages, and then you can move it. Maybe you can't do it on a phone.
No, you can.
You know you can't.
Oh.
I just keep going to the full screen Coco. Hi, Coco. Oh.
Hey. Even though I moved my screen, am I in the same place for you guys?
For me, yeah.
I can see all of you.
You're moving it for yourself.
Good job.
Yeah, I found Cameron singing Excavator.
Okay.
Let me hear it.
Yeah, okay.
Excavator.
What?
I just said
she loves the mic, so she's like, oh, I'm wrong for the mic.
She's so cute. She goes, hey, dirt.
She's excavator, of course.
Excavator.
I've heard professionals enunciate worse. It's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I've been artistic license, I think they call that.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I want. It's my song.
It's nothing cuter than a kid singing. I just believe that. I just love that.
Well, until kids start crying for no reason, they're mostly pretty cute.
Yeah, super cute.
Mm-hmm. So doctor appointments during the pandemic. It's interesting that I sort of stayed up on most of my stuff. I haven't gone to my skin doctor for my cancer screening, but everything else is up to date. Dentist, doctor, all that stuff.
Huh.
My wife, on the other hand, went for her first physical in like 5 years just the other day. And part of that is because she had a kid. And so, you know, the kid takes over the whole life there. If you got 9 months pregnant and then you got a newborn and you're busy and you're working. Anyway, she finally went for her physical. But I bet you, and I don't want to, you know, talk about her business, but I guess I'm about to. I bet you she hasn't done her lady appointment in forever.
Yeah, I was happy to skip that one.
Oh, so you've skipped it too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to a doctor's office. That would be insane.
Down there.
Now I've kind of just like fallen out of touch with my doctor. I'm like, oh, well, you know. If she
about
needs me,
70% of us have canceled, postponed, or avoided doctor's appointments in the past year. So that's most people.
Oh.
They also say that as we continue to get older, we fall farther into denial about these checkups and how important they are.
Absolutely. There's no question. That is the truth. You're just sick of it. You've been doing it your whole life. You're like, well, I'm not doing that anymore.
Three out of five Americans admit they're more likely to put off seeing a doctor if the reason for their visit will make them feel even older than they already feel.
Oh,
So back problems, cholesterol checks, diabetes.
Sure. Right. All the things that's important to find out. Forget
it.
I don't want
everything
don't
you need to know.
You know, I don't want to know. I'm going to
you avoid. Right.
It'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Tell me a doctor. Oh.
Steak
is delicious.
Is a thing. People love it.
Gotta love it.
Down there.
Oh, you love steak? Wait. Steak down there.
Steak down there?
You want
like
to explain
a skirt
that one?
Steak? I don't understand.
Well, you said it.
Tube steak?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Steak. You're the one who said down there.
That was you.
All right.
Wasn't me.
I don't know what you two are doing over there.
I don't know either. Vinny, do not let me in with him. I had nothing to do with the steak down there.
What does that mean?
Steak. Back to steak. Delicious. I love it. Go on.
How do people like their meat is one of the questions people were asked.
I like it
17 states in our union like it well done.
Oh.
Well done. Cook all the flavor and juice out of it.
13. You know what? I'm getting to a part where people will judge you on how you order your steak, and you just did it.
I did
so
it.
So clearly
absolutely
you will do that.
You've cooked it to death. All right.
Medium rare is next with 13 states. Medium well topped 11 states. Only 3 states Googled medium.
Oh.
There's something called...
What about rare?
Rare is next on the list, but then there's something called blue. Mm. Have you heard
of
this?
Is that where you just sear the outsides?
Like, it's completely raw on the inside. Yes, right. They call it a blue steak.
I have never heard it called blue.
Would you eat that?
No, I wouldn't. I do want my meat to be cooked. Oh, God, look at it. It's not blue. It's just bright, bright fuchsia pink. Yeah, you can see that only the... Although, you know what? That's how they do like an ahi steak or something. They it's seared. And they call it seared tuna, and it's raw. It's just raw, but it has a slightly cooked outside.
Well, fish is
they
different.
Call it,
fish is different, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They call it a blue steak. It's seared just on the outside. It's rarer than rare.
Right.
And three states, including New York, Hawaii, and Massachusetts, are into the blue steak.
Yeah. I actually like my steak rare, but rare is cooked. It's different from raw. That is raw. So the blue steak is completely, like, cold. It will still be cool in the center. And so I always order medium rare because I want it to be cooked past that, and I hope to get a rare steak.
Yeah, it's sketchy. Usually you can trust that they're going to do a good job, I think, if you're in a nice establishment that does that regularly. But back to the story about steak, people will judge you.
Absolutely.
Which you just did.
Yep, I'm very judgy when it comes to that stuff.
Half of us judge someone for how do they order their steak. Oh, you're going to cook all the flavor out of that. Great job.
And honestly, I sort of talked Hooman's mom into not ordering her prime rib well done because I was like, what? And I regret it. I shouldn't have done it, and I shouldn't judge. And you can eat your steak any way you like it.
Oh,
wait a minute. What did you do to Hooman's mom, who's in her 70s, ordered the food the way she likes it, and you didn't let her do it?
She didn't want to fight me, I guess. You know?
Well, right.
House of Prime?
House of Prime Rib.
House of Prime Rib.
We
and you said, she said, I'll take it this way. And you said, oh, no.
I go, how are you going to order that? And she goes, well done. And I was like, don't do that. Because I'm a terrible person. But yet I'm still super judgy. I do feel that you cook all the... But that's why I get to order it the way I like it and you get to order it the way you like it. And so I regret it to this day.
What'd she get? Medium or...
I don't know what she got. I can't remember. All I remember is how bad I felt about
you
it.
You made her get a rare steak?
No, I didn't.
You just remember you had to intervene.
I just remember being unable to keep my goddamn yap shut. That's what I...
Cheese and rice.
I'm learning.
Well, you know what happened, Sarah. I'm going to guess you'd had a drink or two.
That's true.
So, you know, that loosens you up, and then you start getting into...
It's none of my business. I shouldn't have said a damn thing. I should have let her enjoy her steak the way she wanted it, or her prime rib.
Prime rib.
But I had to say something.
Story of your life.
I know. Well, it's just full of regrets. Things I shouldn't have said.
I wish I could have heard her thought process, because she is an accomplished woman.
Absolutely. She doesn't need me to tell her how to cook her food.
Her little boy does love this woman so much.
Mm-hmm.
She has to have seen that I've aged out of the childbearing years, though. I mean, it's not like she's got any hope of grandchildren if Hooman and I
what
hook it
over
up.
There, Vin? Everything cool over
What's
there?
What's that?
What happened over
what
there?
Happened?
Did you hear that?
No.
No, you just
didn't.
Slowly
you
started
went.
Moving your head like an intruder came in
something
or something.
Happened.
Like, I was like, I'm going to keep talking because I'm not sure what's
going
on.
No, something happened over here, and I swear to you, I was like, someone just turned on my kitchen sink, and I'm alone in this
house.
Yeah,
that's what it looked like. It was the fear in your eyes, and you're just like, okay, let me move slowly, not to startle them.
Don't startle the ghost.
Did Christina just show up or something?
Yikes, what is that? Okay,
so did it
anyway,
turn on?
Where was I? Oh, yeah, I'm out of time for text, but I'll read those after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.